Let's interview an expert in Christmas trees, Jane Mitchell from Tim Mitchell's Christmas Trees. They've been a holiday staple here in the Valley for many, many years. How many years, Jane?
This is our 64th year.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. And how are you related to Tim Mitchell?
Tim was my dad.
Excellent. Nice, nice. And so then you took over the business for him.
I have three sisters and assorted husbands, and it's in our genetics.
Boy, that struck me as assorted husbands.
Are they your assorted husbands?
Or? Well, no, just a couple of husbands of my sisters. Okay. And my husband. Yes, they're drafted.
Well, everyone's got pine running through their veins, right?
Sap. Actually, it's probably fir sap.
Fir sap, okay. Very good. All right. Well, first of all, thank you so much for joining us and helping us celebrate the Christmas tree season, right?
It's very, very important to ourselves and lots of other families and all over.
Yes. Yes.
I have a question. I've always been interested in how the Christmas tree, how they grow, how you guys grow them, and how long does it take to grow a set of trees for the year?
Christmas trees are replanted at a rate of about 5 to 1, and they're harvested just like, slow-growing corn or something. If you harvest one, you usually plant 5. So, and the time it takes to grow a tree varies. The Douglas fir, which are the fluffy trees and actually what they use for timber as well quite a bit, they grow very fast. You can get a Douglas fir in about 6 years. That's about 7 feet tall.
And 6 years?
Yeah.
That's fast?
In tree growth, yes, it is. The noble fir is going to take closer to 10.
Wow, that is. I had no idea that.
That's a lot of patience.
Yeah.
That's very slow corn.
Right, right. And so, you mentioned a couple different firs there, a couple different types of trees. What, is there a particular type we should look for, when people come and see you at Tim Mitchell's Christmas Trees, is there, a way that you can determine what kind of tree is right for them?
It has to be what appeals to the people for their home. Some people like the real thick, bushy, soft trees, and other people like a more narrow, layered kind of a tree that looks more natural. It's just personal preference. But the main thing, most of the trees that you see in Arizona anymore are fir trees, not pine trees. Fir trees should always be softer. Just like the name, well, it's F-I-R, but yeah, they should feel soft and pliable. And pine trees are prickly.
Let me ask you this, Jane. You said 64 years you've been in business, you and your dad and sisters and assorted husbands. the thing is, what's the trend over the years? I suspect, you grew up with this, with your dad. Is it more popular, less popular over the years? Have you seen it come and go where people would buy live trees versus artificial trees? What's the trend? Is it on the up right now, or how would you look at it?
I think with so many people being very conscious of the environment, in the last 8 to 10 years, the trend is up because real Christmas trees are a friend of the environment. They're carbon neutral. They have no footprint, and they can be recycled after becoming a Christmas tree, from anything mulch to bass habitat in our lakes in Arizona. There's lots of kids are really pushing their parents, I think, to go with a real tree because they've studied the environment in school.
And you got other aspects of that. The smell of a tree is really cool too. And having a live tree in your house versus artificial might, maybe some would say it gives off a certain energy too.
I think people love the aroma of Christmas trees, and lots of the calls and emails we get are regarding which tree has the most fragrance, and it's always interesting. People had a family tradition, and it usually involved a real Christmas tree. And there's lots of them. We're seeing third and fourth generations of people coming to us that we've known their parents and grandparents and in some cases great-grandparents.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That,
and assorted great-grandfathers.
And assorted great-grandfathers, yes.
And the, you know, the fragrance, I love the fragrance of a Christmas tree, and, you know, but it's got to be that right fragrance. I don't want it to smell like a bathroom. I don't want that fake, you know, that
smell
fake
like
piney.
A bathroom.
Like Glade.
Like Glade or Pine Sol or something like that.
Yes,
which is
Glade
even which is even more reason why you should have a real Christmas tree. And, you know, because there's nothing that mimics that smell, is there?
No, there isn't. There isn't. And they studied, you know, with artificial Christmas trees, they'll never get the scent right. Oh. And the other thing, if your children and pets touch and play with your real Christmas tree, they won't be getting lead poisoning like occasionally can happen with an artificial Christmas tree.
You mean my artificial tree is made out of lead?
Well, your artificial tree now has a warning on its box from the USDA about handle it with gloves. And
I threw away the box.
I threw away the gloves.
Study up on that. You better get those gloves back.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. Hey, when did that come out?
I should know exactly when it did, and I don't, but it's someone called to tell me about 4 years ago, hey, there's a warning on the box of artificial trees now.
Well, there's also the tradition of, I mean, because I have great memories of having to trim that stump and all that, and you know, to fit it in our in the tree stand. But you can do all that for them there, right?
Oh, we do. Yes, we do. We have water stands, and they go on in about 15 seconds, and They get called the marriage saver a lot by us.
So no assorted husbands for them.
That's right. No assorted husbands for them.
Now, let me ask you a couple other questions. This, to me, is really interesting. We talked about the trend, you know, up, down over the years. How about competition? I mean, you see Christmas trees just sort of spring up everywhere.
Like firework stands.
Yeah. And how does that affect you? And is a competition up or down as time goes on?
As with every other business, chain stores are a big thing for individual retail people. The only thing we can do is control the quality and freshness a lot better than some of the huge chain stores. We don't harvest our trees at the same time that they get harvested for the chain stores. We take better care of them while they're down here in Arizona because we're tuned in to the weather in Arizona. We display them in water, and we don't get all the Christmas trees shipped down at the same time. So
now,
there's lots of things we can do that the chain stores can't do.
And that makes sense. And that's why it's good to buy local. It's good to buy a homegrown family atmosphere such as yours, and I really honor that. And that's got to me make a difference. Where, you know, it's not just what you buy, it's where you buy it and who the people are. Customer service is, to me, number one. If there's no customer service, why buy it from them?
Yeah, we hear about that a lot, and we do. It's interesting what we do when the guys are delivering trees, and it's really fun to see the families all collect and meet up for family photos at the Christmas tree lot. And I don't think that happens too much at chain stores, but there's lots and lots of families that want pictures every year showing the size of their children and the grandparents also at the Christmas tree lot. It's quite a favorite place for family pictures.
Right. And now, so when do you open for Tim Mitchell's Christmas Trees, and where can we find you?
Our main location is on Scottsdale Road, just north of the 101. And we will be open the weekend after Thanksgiving at that location.
Wow.
Our others will open about the 1st of December, and they're in Mesa and Gilbert.
Wow. And when's the best time to buy a tree? I heard there's certain families that have a tradition. They buy it on Christmas Eve. I never could understand that.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, I never heard that. But I've heard that, but I can't understand it. What do you see? What's the pattern out there?
You know, it's because as we were growing up, if we got to put up a tree, it was Christmas Eve.
Okay.
But There are, that is a tradition for a lot of families, and they usually will keep it up longer after New Year's and things like that.
Fire hazard.
Well, no, not if it's a fresh tree.
I would imagine you would have grown up with like 8 trees in your home for Christmas.
I think we were lucky to get to spend the time decorating one, and that's, although we did have assorted small trees spread around the house.
Is there a perfect size of a tree? Is it all just preference?
It's all preference. Okay. We put trees in people's homes that are 25 feet tall. Wow. And trees that sit on the table and are 2 feet tall.
Wow. So it's all preference. And that makes sense. I mean,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, people, you know, everyone likes certain things. One other question, real quick, is inventory. Do you own your own land where you grow trees or not? And how do you control the inventory?
And how big is it?
Yeah.
We get trees from lots of other small growers in Oregon and Washington. We still grow some noble fir near Salem, Oregon, and that property is about 20 acres, and my folks started growing trees on that property in, oh gosh, probably 1970. And that was because my dad wanted to control the harvest more and make sure the trees were fresh when they got shipped to Phoenix. And so it would be a hard thing to stop doing for us.
How many trees can you get in an acre?
It depends whether you're interplanting. That would be letting some grow taller and taking out for spacing. Probably about 600.
Wow, on a 1 acre? Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's if you're interplanting and taking them out every year, taking certain ones out so they get good airflow and grow.
That's 12,000 trees on 20 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And, you know, so, and yesterday, Jane, we you and I were talking a little bit about, and this is what I want to touch on last today, is the tradition of trees. Of course, we were talking a little bit about saving Christmas earlier, and, you know, it's all just tied back into traditions, all these different things that we do. But tell us, you know, what is the first recorded instance of a Christmas tree?
That the 500th anniversary of decorated Christmas trees was in 2010. And in a little town called Riga in Latvia is the first historic Christmas tree. And it was decorated with fruits that were colorful and nuts and all sorts of things. But in the year 1510, that was the first
1510, wow.
Dave was there.
No, go ahead, sorry.
Christmas in the United States mostly came from the German immigrants that came here. Oh. And they actually...
Tannenbaum.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah,
exactly. And the first Christmas lights were Thomas Edison's assistant. He invented the Christmas lights.
Wow. I had no idea. I've learned a couple of things from Germany. Edison's assistant with Christmas lights and assorted husband. I did not know.
See?
Only sees candy has assorted chocolates.
Assorted chocolates, exactly.
Well, and there's no wrong way to decorate a tree. Of course, you talked about the first Christmas tree was decorated.
You haven't seen my tree. It's a wrong way. I'm not very good at it.
I've got salami hanging on mine.
And you know what? That's a perfectly fine tradition.
Oh,
I'm fine with just, you know, like my movie themed ornaments from my movie themed ornaments from Hallmark.
Yeah, we've seen pottery, gourds, feathers. It's purely your taste.
Yeah.
The Christmas decoration. Yeah.
Yeah. And do you have what's on your Christmas tree, Jane?
You know, I have a friend who makes lots of bows that we use on our wreaths and on some trees.
Oh, assorted friends.
I have all manner of friends that they're very tolerant people. And
you must be from up in the Cave Creek area.
No, Rio Verde.
Well, you know, once again, Jane Mitchell, Tim Mitchell's Christmas Trees. What's the website? What's the best way we can, you know, stay on top of when you open and all that?
TimMitchellsChristmasTrees.com.
Great, great. And, you know, so everyone's going to go there Thanksgiving weekend. So, and we can't wait for more Christmas tree fun.
And later on, too, because we'll be bringing fresh trees in right up until Christmas.
And I think I'm just going to go there and just walk around so I could just smell the Christmas trees. I'm just
and
gonna,
that happens a lot, too.
Yeah.
I think we're going to come and visit you.
We are. We definitely will do that. Jane, thank you so much for speaking with us here on Breakthrough Entertainment, helping us celebrate on our Christmas tree lighting pre-show. You know, please stay in touch, and we'd love to have you on the show again soon.
Thank you, and I hope you do come to the tree lot. We have a lovely bonfire in the evening in the middle of the tree lot, and lots of people just show up.
Wow, I think Joseph will be there with assorted women.
Sorted ducks.
Thank you so much, Jane.
Thank you very
have a
much.
Nice rest of the weekend.